Pope Francis is creating a panel to explore whether women can serve as deacons within the Roman Catholic Church. It follows a meeting between Francis and hundreds of women in Rome where the Pope lamented that, quote, the integration of women into the life of the Church has been very weak. For more on this discussion, we're joined this morning by Father James Bretzky, a professor of moral theology at Boston College. The father joins us via Skype. Father Bretzky, good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So tell us, first of all, it's a commission to study the possibility of women becoming deacons in the church. What question is the commission looking to answer?
Well, I think it's going to be looking to answer two questions primarily. One will be historical, looking back to look at the evidence. What was the role of women in the early church? They certainly had leadership roles. And the question that I think they're going to be most focused on, did that leadership involve what we understand today to be sacramental ordination as deacons? So that's one question. I think the second question, and I think that's more the question Pope Francis is concerned with, moving forward, what could the church do to more directly involve women in leadership roles in the church in a more significant way? One answer to that second question might be we could ordain them as deacons. Another possible answer is we could create a new ministry that they could be instituted in, such as we currently have for lectors. So I think those are the two general questions that are going to be looked at.
Big picture here. This is a very big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because it shows that Pope Francis is open to the idea of reimagining how women could be more present in the church, and he's showing a different approach to this issue than his two immediate predecessors, especially Pope John Paul II, who maintained that women simply could not, the church could never ordain women. And if you can't ordain women to the priesthood, then presumably you couldn't ordain them to the diaconate either, because ordination is one sacrament.
Are you suggesting that there's going to be opposition in the church to this idea?
I'm assuring you there will be opposition to the church in this idea.
How do you think that will play out?
Well, when the idea first popped up in May, when he had that meeting with the superiors of women's orders, Cardinal Mueller, who is currently the head of the Congregation of the Doctrine of Faith, responded, the International Theological Commission has already studied this question, and they've concluded that women's role in the early church is not the same as the sacramental diaconate. And any number of other more conservative bloggers, theologians, etc., have said there is no possibility that women could be ordained, and so they did not welcome the idea of a papal commission.
That was centuries ago. Do you think, though, that this new push, the commission, could eventually lead to women becoming ordained? What are the as priests? What are the chances?
Well, the chances in the next 5 years, I think, are remote indeed. But one reason that there is resistance to the idea of women priests is the same idea that there would be resistance to women in leadership positions in other areas of the world, including President of the United States. You need to have people get accustomed to the idea of seeing women in these unaccustomed leadership roles.
What's the timeline on this? When do they hope to complete the work? When will we know the results of the study that this commission is going to put out?
Well, in an interview this morning that I read with Phyllis Zagano, who is an American laywoman who has been appointed to the commission, she says she doesn't know what the timeline is. She doesn't know when they're going to start, but presumably they will start within the next, the next month or two. And probably, given that the fact that they're literally all over the world, I would imagine the commission will take about a year, perhaps a little bit longer, to complete its study. The last commission that looked at this took a couple of years.
Father James Bretzky, professor of moral theology at Boston College, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. We'll speak to you again.
My pleasure.